today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Thursday edition. We're kicking off Hour 1. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line, and you can take control. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That number again, 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features you're going to find there are totally free. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, start things out, because it is the show about your calls. To David in North Carolina, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, David.
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm just a sick, disgusted American today.
What? Why is that, sir?
Well, you know, I usually don't advocate people to go over to the Alex Jones websites. You know, I mean, I don't, other than myself, I like to go there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe everything he says, but I go there just for a little bit tidbits about the Patriot stuff. And,
I think it's a great website.
He does a good job on police state coverage, absolutely.
Exactly. That's why I go. And bringing the subject up, I get up this morning, or this morning for me would be about 6 o'clock in the afternoon, and I get up, and my homepage is prisonplanet.com, and I am a member. And I look up, and all of a sudden there's a little post-it box up there, 22-year-old tasered by ACLU police.
No, not the ACLU. I don't think there are any ACLU police.
I'm not sitting in front of the computer right now.
It's UCLA.
UCLA.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot of the same letters, though.
Hey, I got not right order. I can't spell either.
It'd be great if the ACLU was going around tasering people, though.
Yeah. I saw this this video you're talking about. It's pretty. It's a bad video as far as its quality is really miserable. The camera. It was a video phone, I guess. Somebody recorded this on it.
Yep.
It happened, I guess, in the hallways of the University of Los Angeles. And, they tasered this kid for apparently not showing identification. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Bad video or not, it was supposed to be, I think, what do they call it? A mock-up. They're running around, and it's just a random deal that they're doing.
Yeah, the actual identification checks were random checks. They just happened to come into, I guess it was the police that were on the campus. They just happened to decide to ask people for their identification. And this gentleman refused to hand it over and I guess was subsequently tasered.
All right. Where did his Fourth Amendment rights come in? What was the probable cause in that situation? I mean, randomly asking somebody to produce ID?
Well,
are we in Russia?
I can make
the argument, and I'll take the other side on this one. He is a UCLA student. He has agreed to abide by the rules of the UCLA regents that run that school, and the regents have decided that they want the SWAT team to come in and ask for identification of every person, a thumbprint, and a retina scan, or whatever it is that these people are doing.
Yeah,
don't make it right.
I'm not saying it's right, but if you
and it's got a hole.
If your boss decided to do that to you at work, you could quit.
Well, right. Yeah,
decided to do that to me at work, I would quit.
I see where you're coming from.
I think you should.
Mark, I see where you're coming from, and that's the tack I would have taken, but there's, of course, a hole in that, and that is that the UCLA is not a private college. It's a state-run college.
It's a state-run college, and that is more to the point, do you understand, that's more to the point that we should make the college private.
Absolutely.
Not take away schools' abilities to run themselves.
It's very unlikely that if the college was run on a private basis that they would be harassing their students in this way.
I don't know what they would be doing.
The video, though, isn't really worth watching. I wouldn't bother even pointing anyone towards it. It's really just a lot of loud screaming and yelling, it's sort of in this echoey hallway,
right.
So you can't even make out a word that anybody is saying.
I feel what it speaks to the most, the rest of it I don't have as much of a problem with, but what I think it speaks to the most is cops don't use tasers to subdue people. Cops use tasers to punish people.
Absolutely.
And that's what happened. They had this guy, they had him cuffed. He was as bad. There's nothing he could do. He might make some noise. Mm-hmm. He might spit at somebody, but he's subdued.
Yep.
And they tasered him again. And they're using these things as punishment, and cops aren't there for punishment. That's why we have prisons.
Right. Well, I mean, it's easier to taser somebody than it is to, say, take a club to someone's head. It's not going to leave as much damage, permanent damage, although in some cases people have died as a result of tasering by the police. And I agree with you, Mark. It absolutely is punishment, and it's just one more tool in their arsenal that they can use against us without having any sort of punishment enacted on them. It doesn't matter if they've killed kids or harmed people as they've been tasering people. They never get punished. They just get a slap on the hand and maybe a transfer to a desk job for a few weeks. I mean, isn't this? I mean, what can we do about this, David?
Oh, well, I think that you should probably, if you're not already a member of the Free State Project, you should probably get off your butts and get up there to New Hampshire. You know, I live in North Carolina at this moment, and I do have two kids, and I can't spell, so it doesn't matter on that part anyway. But I tell you, I've paid in my dues to the United States government. I have my fees, my fines, my probation fees, my rehabs, a bunch of consensual crimes. I've paid a tune of about $250,000.
Yikes.
God. So I could care less what anybody thinks about me personally, and I could care less what this government thinks about me personally. And if they want to put me in jail, hey, I've done paid in. I'm not costing the taxpayers any money. Come get me, baby.
So are you going to just...
That's my thought on it.
Are you staying in North Carolina, or are you planning on...
I am planning on selling everything I have and coming to New Hampshire just as soon as my grandparents pass away. Soon as they're gone, and I don't have to worry about taking care of them anymore,
I'm up there,
baby. And when you need somebody for your Confederate Army for succession, I'll be there.
So, David, have you signed the first 1,000 pledge?
I'm going to tonight.
That's fantastic.
I'm planning on doing that as soon as I get off the phone
right
here.
David, thank you for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free, the Packet 8 toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You know, it's great that David is signing the first 1,000 because we need as many people as possible to sign that first 1,000 pledge within the next 6 weeks.
Here. Yeah. If people are, if you've been holding back, first 1,000 is at about, is it 550 signatures?
It's around 550,
Yeah, 550 signatures.
If it doesn't make
1,000 by December 31st, it's null and void. So...
Well, I mean, it's null and void, but I'm hoping that most of the first 1,000 people will go ahead and move anyway.
I think a bunch of them have.
I think a lot of them already have. Yes, that's true. We certainly have. I know there's a number of others who have, but nonetheless, it's going to mean a lot if it's successful, and it's going to be really sad if it's not. I mean, yeah, it'll be good if, you know, 500 or 600 people move who weren't planning on moving as soon in the past. That's good news. But the fact that we couldn't find in a year's time, I mean, I'm just talking into the future here, presuming the first 1,000 pledge doesn't actually succeed, doesn't actually get 1,000 signatures, the idea that we couldn't find 1,000 people willing to put their names on the line for on a line for liberty in a year's time is just a sad story about how bad things have gotten here in this country and how scared people are.
Yeah.
So there you go, freestateproject.org. It is, by the way, they're the sponsor of the show, one of the sponsors, and you can learn more about the first 1,000 pledge at their website, freestateproject.org. That, again, is freestateproject.org. And here's yet another reason to consider signing. For instance, maybe you live over in Belmont, California, where they're set to make history by becoming the first city in the nation to, completely ban smoking on its streets and almost... everywhere else.
Well, now, where? I mean, if you can't smoke on the street, where the heck can you smoke?
You
I don't know how
smoke.
You would smoke on a street, by the way.
I believe the details are in here, but as I understand it, you may smoke if you live in a house that is not connected to other houses.
Oh, my God.
So
if you live in an apartment, you can't smoke?
I will get you the details on this here in a moment, but this is going to be the most strict smoking ban in existence in America. And wait till you hear what the city council members have to say for themselves about this. They are gushing with pride.
I'll bet they are.
They are excited.
Well, what else would they be?
We have been following these...
There's people to find now.
We've been following these smoking bans since day number one on Free Talk Live. Really, it was one of the first topics we ever covered was the Florida smoking ban, which was a smoking ban that affects all businesses. So there have been a variety of different smoking bans passed here and there throughout the country. There's the ones that say you can't smoke in restaurants or bars. There are some exceptions sometimes to these rules, like if your bar sells a certain percentage of food, then you can allow smoking or whatever.
Right.
There's different ways these are configured.
If your bar doesn't sell food, usually is how it goes.
Right. And this one in Belmont is going to be the most oppressive of all time. And, of course, as you might imagine, there are a number of other cities that are watching very carefully to see what sort of court challenges come out of this,
sure,
if any. And, of course, if not, you can expect this will spread. We'll give you the details coming up. 800-259-9231.
You're
paying for your residential long-distance phone service. Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Baby, it's dark outside. The sun's on its evening sabbatical. So street lamps and headlights brighten the night. Get the picture? Not through that windshield. When I come back, I'll enlighten you. I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going. Fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
BG.
Accidents happen four times more often under inky skies. So prepare that window to the world, your windshield, for night driving. Defog with a felt chalkboard eraser, faster than defrosters. Rub out scratches with jeweler's rouge, a cheap trick if the scrapes aren't too deep. Clean glass with a foam product and crumpled newspaper. Less mess than liquid and cheaper than paper towels. Looking through rose-colored glasses may be poetic, but behind the wheel, the best real-life view is through a clear windshield. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in six vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, an entire year's worth of the show, right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience, freetalklive.com. Hey, Have you listened to Common Sense with Dan Carlin yet? Dan advertises on Free Talk Live because he realizes we've got an audience composed of people that aren't too happy with the big two parties. And he's not either. And he sounds pretty mad about it sometimes. It's loud, fast, and smart. See what you think. And get the podcast from iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com as we return to Belmont, California, where the Belmont City Council, according to the San Mateo Daily Journal, has voted unanimously last night to pursue a strict law that will prohibit smoking anywhere in the city except for single-family detached residences. Smoking on the street, in a park, and even in one's car will become illegal, and police would have the option of handing out tickets if they catch somebody.
You know, it's funny. What if I own a business? I mean, and I want to smoke in my own business.
Nope. Sorry, can't do that. But now, we've been through this before, Mark. There have been smoking bans all across the country, and it's clear that your owning a business doesn't matter anymore.
Once you invite people into your business, then it belongs to the public.
No, if you just have a business and it's just you in there all by yourself, and
it's the law, isn't it?
Right. Unless your business is in a single-family detached residence, you are breaking the law. And provided somebody finds out, maybe they peer through the window and see you smoking, you can get in trouble.
Hmm.
This is amazing, but it's for real.
What if I own an apartment complex?
Nope. That's not a single family.
Because my air might go into somebody else's unit.
The actual language of the law still needs to be drafted and will likely come back to the council in early December or perhaps next year. Quote, this is the bureaucrats speaking here, the elected bureaucrats. We have a tremendous opportunity here. We need to pass as stringent a law as we can. I would like to make it illegal, said Councilman Dave Warden. Quote, what if every city did this? Imagine how many lives would be saved if we can do one little thing here at this level.
This jackball really believes that he's going to stop smoking. Like, he thinks that laws are going to stop people from smoking cigarettes.
He's
as though laws
lives.
Have stopped people from smoking marijuana. As though laws have stopped people from snorting cocaine or smoking cocaine. Mm. As though those laws have actually saved lives. Are you telling me that more people would have died from overdoses on controlled and regulated cocaine than have died in the freaking drug war?
No.
You bloodthirsty bastard.
But he's not bloodthirsty. He's going to save lives, Mark.
He's not saving lives. He's an idiot.
He has a vision. He wants every city in America to do this.
Kicking him right in his crotch.
He is going to set an example for the rest of America by passing the most stringent law as he possibly can and then sitting back crossing his fingers.
Let's behead the smokers on the town square because that'll work.
You know what? That might be the next step here. If we can do one little thing here at this level, it will matter, says Mr. Warden, armed with growing evidence that secondhand smoke causes negative health effects. Oh, there's growing evidence about this? That's funny, because we've heard that all the evidence that everybody's been citing for years was pretty much fabricated by the EPA back in the 1980s.
Right. It all goes back to one study, and that one study's fabricated to some.
But besides that, even if secondhand smoke is really, really dangerous, it shouldn't override your ability to control your property. In that, if I want to have a bar or have a business where people can come in and I allow them to smoke, I'm making the choice to allow them to smoke in my bar. They are making the choice to come in and smoke in my bar.
Mm-hmm.
If what we're doing is harming our health, then that's a side issue from property rights. Because there's plenty of things you can do that can harm your health that aren't illegal. I mean, it's not illegal for me to get out a switchblade and start cutting my arms. I'm not that kind of person, but I'm pretty sure
that's not
illegal.
Okay.
Now, a suicide attempt is usually illegal, but just, putting a few slice marks in my arm.
Like somebody would have to accuse you of suicide if you were doing that, yeah.
Right. That's not illegal, but that's absolutely a damaging thing. I saw an article about the girls that are anorexics. They don't like to eat very much. That's not illegal, but there's no doubt that that's damaging. Are we going to stop girls from being anorexic by passing laws against anorexia?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. But anyway, the council chose to pursue the strictest law possible and deal with any legal challenges later. This is how government operates, as we've made clear.
Yeah,
they do whatever they want.
It doesn't matter.
Of the Constitution.
It doesn't matter how much they go and mess with your private property and your life. They're not in any way held responsible
for it. No consequences. Sovereign immunity.
You know, whatever amount of money you spent on lawyers to defend yourself against this giant government operation that they put in place, they don't have to. Not one penny. Not one penny goes in the offering
plate. They think it's funny. They're amused by the fact that you have to spend all this money to keep your livelihood the way it was, which, of course, it will never be, especially if you don't have a lot of money. They're amused by the fact that you just have to keep jumping through all of the hoops that they put up in front of you, and they can keep paying for as many hoops as they want to put up because...
Well, they're not paying for it at all.
Right.
They can make us pay for it.
Right, they take money from people, and if you don't want to pay them, then they're going to throw you in jail, and they'll laugh at you for that, too. These people are sick, twisted, power-mongering freaks.
Yeah.
And they need
and
to be
people don't even realize it. People don't even look at it that way.
Well, no, there's people that are going to cheer them on here in a moment. You'll love them.
Oh, I'm sure.
It took up the cause after a citizen at a senior living facility requested smoke to be declared a public nuisance, allowing him to sue neighbors who smoke. The council said it wanted to pursue a law similar to ones passed in Dublin and the Southern California city of Calabasas. The council was concerned about people smoking in multi-unit residences. Quote, I would just like to say no smoking and see what happens. And if they do smoke, then someone has the right to have the police come and give them a ticket. Wow, Councilwoman Correll and Fierbach. Well, thank you for that.
Now,
thank
what
you.
Happens when the cop,
thank you that right.
Cop gives me a ticket and I say, you know, I'm not paying this ticket because I don't feel that it's right.
Well, they're going to slap the cuffs on you, my friend, and take you down to the pokey.
At some point or another, they're going to have to put me in jail, aren't they?
The council's decision garnered applause. And wouldn't that be nice?
What happens if they give me a ticket? I dispute the ticket. I take it to court. The judge asks me, were you smoking? I say yes. They enter me as a guilty plea. Mm-hmm. And they tell me to pay such and such fine. I say, I'm not paying any fines. Well, the only other choice is
you've got
10 days in jail.
Yeah.
That's it. It's either pay this fine or 10 days in jail.
We're going to have to start building new jails. I mean, if a bunch of smokers decide to not pay the fines, which, of course, they won't do. Everybody pleads out and just accepts their sentence, just like good little citizens, which, of course, just empowers these people. It just enables them to create more laws to control you because they know you're just going to roll over and do whatever it is they tell you to.
Yep.
But what if? What if 10% of the people that were caught for smoking would go ahead and say, nah, forget your fine. You can go ahead and throw me in jail. We're going to have to build a new jail for smokers, for all the smokers. Since we're building new jails, since we're filling them with pot smokers and cocaine addicts, then, you know, let's add cigarette smokers in there, too. In fact, you've got something about, detention camps for immigrants. We're going to get to that here in a little while, but let's continue here, because there's more choice quotes from these council people, who I don't really think qualifies people. The council's decision garnered applause from about 15 people who showed up in support of the ordinance. One woman stood up and blew kisses to the council. Another pumped his fist with satisfaction. Ah! You go, city council! Keep us safe!
Just likes the idea of taking away people's rights.
I'm astounded. I admire their courage and unanimous support, said Serena Chen, policy director of the American Lung Association of California. We will continue with some more details on what's going on in Belmont, California. They're ripping away your freedoms from you. And what are you going to do about it? You're just going to sit back and watch it happen? 800-259-9231, because this is going to spread. Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more backtalking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsavegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll free lines. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners await you. Dozens and dozens of ladies from around the world have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. And you can see what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com as we continue to discuss what is going to possibly be the most restrictive, the most draconian,
invasive,
outrageous of all smoking bans. I mean, they're all outrageous. It's all an affront to freedom and an insult to property rights.
Right. But you know, it basically says you can't take care of yourself. Businesses can't take care of themselves.
That's right.
They just can't do it. Sorry.
But now it's more than just businesses. Now in the city of Belmont, California, if this is they voted this in unanimously to pursue a strict law. So they voted that they want to write this law, but they haven't actually written the law yet. So the actual law itself is yet to come. That's on the way here within the next couple months. But essentially, it's going to restrict people from smoking anywhere except for single-family detached residences. That's it.
Yeah.
If you're out on the street smoking, you're violating the law. If you're in a bar, in any private business, if you're in an apartment building, if you're in a duplex, violating the law.
Even if you own the duplex.
So the decision puts Belmont on the forefront of smoking policy and is already attracting attention from other states. As expected.
See, oh, sure.
They sit back and they watch. Now, as we've read some of the quotes from the city council in this case, and they're pretty much just coming out and saying what happens with government everywhere. They're just outlining it for you. They're saying, we're going to...
The secret, folks.
Right. Here's how it works. We pass the most strict, outrageous law we can possibly think up, and then sit back, cross our fingers, and hope nobody sues us for it. And if they,
do, so what?
Right, and if they do sue, we'll fight it to the bitter, bitter end, and we'll probably win, because we have more money than they do. And so all of the other states are sitting back just watching this to see what happens, and if nothing happens, then you can better believe that other states and localities will also ratchet up their smoking bans as well. Now, the Serena Chen, the policy director of the American Lung Association, says she's worked in the area since 1991 and has helped many cities and counties pass no smoking policies, but no one has been willing to draft a complete ban. Quote, "I feel like the revolution is taking place and I'm trying to catch up," says Chen. Can you just hear the gushing in her voice?
She's so happy about it. So happy that the revolution is a communist one, a socialist one, taking away the property rights, her property rights.
Oh, I don't know if it's any more communist, socialist than it is fascist. It's just government control.
Whatever.
Just
it's taking away her property rights. She doesn't realize it. She wants them taken away.
Quote from Philip Henry Jarose of the Condominium Council of Maui. Remember, people all around the country are looking at this. Quote, "You have the ability to do something a little more extraordinary than Dublin or Calabasas. I see what they've done is 5 or 6 on the Richter scale. What the citizens of Belmont and of America need is 5 brave people to do something that's 7 or 8 on the Richter scale. The whole state of Hawaii is watching," he said.
Wow. He wants the whole state of Hawaii not smoking.
Yes, he does.
God.
Councilman Warren Lieberman said he was concerned the city will pass a law it can't enforce because residents will still smoke unless police are specifically called to a situation. Police cannot go out and enforce smoking rules, he said. Wait a minute. Mr. Lieberman, haven't you been paying attention to this whole smoking ban fiasco around the country? Wasn't it Toledo? Wasn't it Toledo where there was a story about how, essentially, if someone spotted another person smoking in violation of the city's smoking rules, which mean, I think there are smoking rules that you can't smoke in sidewalks or on sidewalks, you were supposed to call the police. They actually suggested that you call the police.
Is that the 911 story that we were talking about?
Yeah, people are supposed to call 911.
I thought that was St. Louis.
Who knows?
Whatever.
It's out there.
Yeah.
It's for real. There is a city in America where people, the citizens, are encouraged.
How else do you get a hold of the cops?
They're encouraged to dial 911 if they catch somebody smoking. So I think that the council members should do a little more research here because they might accidentally write this law to where the police can't enforce it. And we wouldn't want that now, would we?
Right.
Quote, "It makes us hypocrites by saying you can break the law if no one is watching. However, both Feuerbach and Warden argue it's the same as jaywalking, having a barking dog or going 10 miles over the speed limit. All are illegal but seldom enforced." Quote, "You can't walk down the street with a beer, but you can have a cigarette. You shouldn't be allowed to do that. I just think it shouldn't be allowed anywhere except in someone's house. If you want to do that, that's fine." Really? Why is it fine if it's in your house? I mean, there's kids there. That's the next step, Mark. If they're actually successful with this, and I predict they will be, because remember, this is California. California is sort of the leader, the bellwether, if you will, of what's to come next for the rest of America.
In some cases, there's certainly other states that can claim that title too.
New York,
Massachusetts, in some ways.
True, but nonetheless, I mean, there are some things that have certainly spread from California in the past. And in this case, if they're successful, or rather, when they're successful with this, and it has been maybe in effect for a year or so, that way there's a good year where it has withstood whatever challenges come up, if any. Because the smokers don't really seem to be Johnny on the spot with challenging these things. The New Hampshire smoking ban was defeated by a bunch of non-smokers. By non-smoking, liberty-oriented people, Free State Project members that stood up and fought against it. So the smokers were virtually nowhere to be found on that issue. They just sort of go into hiding, apparently.
This is how it happens. This is what goes on. This is how people's freedoms disappear.
So after a year of this particular city, Belmont, California, banning smoking everywhere except in single-family residences, detached single-family residences, you will see them come back and say, you know, this smoking ban has been a great success. The city has generated hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines from violators, because they're going to make some money off
sure.
of this.
We're rich! Hey, right? Everybody, we're rich! All of us together,
yes.
We're rich!
So the city has made so much money off of this, has been so successful, people have stopped smoking as much in the city of Belmont, and now we have to protect the children. Because the law as good as it was, just didn't go far enough, Mark. Now we need a new law, we need a new regulation that's going to ban smoking from all households except for households with two adults or less who live in them.
Yeah.
Because if there is a child under the age of 18, we, as the city of Belmont, must protect those children from their parents who are putting them in danger. Danger! Grave danger! Of inhaling cigarette smoke. And then, of course, there would be 15 more people in the city council cheering this on, because that's all it takes. It's just a few busybody activists to, you know, make these city council members think that somebody is actually, you know, some significantly large group is behind them on this.
Sure.
And they'll cheer it on.
Didn't one of them, city council in Ohio or something like that, do it on the basis of 100 emails or something?
Yeah, that's it.
It's just nuts.
So that's where it's going next. They'll ban smoking for everybody except a single adult or a pair of adults living in the same house together. And how they're going to move it from there, I don't know. But maybe we'll get to speculate on that someday, too. 800-259-9231, your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Zach in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi. Zach. Well, since you're talking about smoking bans, I got a little bit of good news. I guess last week, I called a couple weeks ago, in Colombia, they had passed a smoking ban, but last week the city council actually had another vote, and they exempted bars, and so not a total one, but it's, you know, still not that good.
Yeah, it's hard to call this good news. It's just a modification of bad news. I mean, really. I mean, the idea that that libertarians are getting on the air and cheering on things like this is really sad.
Yeah. But the good news I have, though, I called last week and mentioned that our governor had got reelected despite the Republicans leaving his constituency and attacking him, calling him a libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
And later in the week, I found out something that Mark will like. He was actually endorsed by the Republican Liberty Caucus.
Excellent. So that's good news. That might mean he'll veto a few laws there in South Carolina.
At least 75% of them.
Good luck with that, Zach. We appreciate the call. Thank you. 800-259-9231. Looks like a prominent libertarian has passed away today. We'll get to that coming up in a moment. Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. Offer ends 12/30/06.
subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can, of course, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free, and that does include the bulletin board system. Over 140,000 posts await you there. It's all on the house, freetalklive.com. And by the way, you can help support the show by voting for us. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com. We need your vote right now, because those of you who have voted have helped keep us in the top 10 podcasts of the world at podcastalley.com, because if you go to vote.freetalklive.com, it takes you less than a minute's time, and it makes a big difference, because us being number two, which is where we're at right now, is good, but being number one would obviously be preferable. So head over to vote.freetalklive.com. We would much appreciate it. As we go to the phones to Josh in Kentucky, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey Josh.
Me and my friend were on my porch earlier smoking a Swisher. Do you think those people would want us arrested?
I would think that, if you're on the porch, you're not inside.
Yeah, they were talking about cigarettes, but I'm betting they're going to ban smoking, just smoking of anything.
Yeah. Well, they shouldn't tell me how to run my life.
Well, they will. And what are you going to do about it, you know? Ha, ha, ha. They've got guns, and they've got armed thugs who will support whatever laws. These cops will just enforce anything. They don't care about freedom. The cops could care less about what freedom's all about. The cops just, new law, we are automatons, we will enforce. They will do whatever they're ordered to. Any other thoughts, Josh?
I want to say rest in peace to Milton Friedman.
Mm. Now, who was Milton Friedman?
I don't know a lot about him, but I know he was a modern-day libertarian thinker. He wrote a lot of books on laissez-faire capitalism, and he was an advocate of the free market.
I believe he actually won a Nobel Peace Prize. I'm not sure quite for what it was.
I think it was in 1976.
Yeah, he's a well-known economist, a sort of free market style economist, and wrote a lot of influential books, more of sort of an academic style, I guess. I don't really know. I've never read any of his stuff. I'm more of a Harry Brown style libertarian myself. But there's certainly a lot of people in our audience that were influenced by Milton Friedman, and I'm sure they're feeling quite a loss today. Thank you, Josh. We appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. So there you go. Rest in peace.
I've got a little information here about Milton Friedman from downtown D.C. if you're interested. Mr. Friedman advocated legalizing drugs and generally opposed public education, the state's power to license doctors, automobile drivers, and others. He was criticized for those views, but he stood by them, arguing that prohibiting... Excuse me, my thing messed up there. arguing that prohibiting, regulating, or licensing human behavior either does not work or creates inefficient bureaucracies.
Yeah, he's
he
right.
even had the tremendous influence on the Republican Party, at least for a spell.
Yeah, yeah.
He has played a leading role in eliminating the draft, discrediting wage and price controls, and popularizing reforms such as private retirement accounts that shrink the realm of politics and broaden the domain of individual choice. Apparently, you know, also he had a, you know, it just goes on to talk about some of the great things he did. He also, he wasn't perfect. He disrespected gold as a storehouse of value and endorsed the use of a central bank issuing paper money. He clung to the modern notion that a government can manage money properly. His theories had great influence
Yikes.
Over the Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan and current Fed Chair Bernanke. The cycle of boom and bust continues. The dollar is a shadow of its former self. Friedman is also responsible for one of the worst big government innovations of the 20th century.
Oh, no.
Income tax withholding. Friedman
what?
Worked for the Treasury Department during World War II. He defended withholding as a short-term tool to help the government build the credit it needed to fight...
Ew.
Excuse me, my computer's really messing up here.
Boy, I didn't know that much about him, and now that I know that much, I'm a little disappointed.
Well, you know, nobody's perfect, and couldn't you imagine that... Especially
know.
In your youth, I mean, he's 94, right?
Yeah.
He died in 2006, so this was, you know, he's pretty young at this time, that you might think that, in fact, something would work for a short period of time. Mm-hmm. The government might just institute a program for while it needed it, and then we'll go back to the way things were.
Yeah, I wonder if he rescinded that, I mean, after time.
You would think, because as he got, it seems as though he got as he got older, he got a little more libertarian. He defended withholding as previously only the well-off paid the tax with a check written every March the 15th. This was, you know, that was before people paid taxes. And then after, you know, withholding came in during World War II. So
there you go. Let's go to the phones. Mark in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello. Mark, hello.
Hey, gentlemen. Yeah, Murray Rothbard has written a lot. You know, he worked hard to expose Milton Friedman in the past. I'm definitely a Rothbardian, not a Friedmanite Chicago school monetarist. I'm an Austrian schooler. But, yeah,
okay.
You know, we're talking about how these cops will, yeah, they'll enforce whatever. You know, this is exactly what I wanted to call in about, too. You are so correct. In fact, I can't remember the exact verse, and I know you guys aren't all that, don't get all that in the Bible, but there is this one verse that says something to the effect that, you know, they will persecute the righteous and those who follow God and the erroneous belief that they're the ones serving God when they're not. And that's so true. You look at a lot of these people who take part in enforcing the police state, whether it's in hospitals, nurses forcing psych drugs on people. It's all in the belief that they're helping society, that they're just bringing order. And this is what I wanted to call in about.
Now, even if they know that they're hurting somebody personally, they don't feel responsible for it. Because it's law,
because it's,
and they're just enforcing the law.
Yeah, this is their job. And, of course, yeah, these people, they'll do anything to keep getting their paycheck and their benefits.
Sure, they may be a loving husband. They may be a loving father. They may be a great friend when they're outside of work. But once they put that uniform on, once they start following orders, then all of a sudden they turn into a monster.
Oh, yeah. And so, you know, I tell you, when I look at this, it's no surprise to me how they were able to fill up those concentration camps with victims. Yeah, it'd be so easy to find people to go along with. And you look at the prison population we have here, but you know, what I wanted to call in about this case, this is an excellent example here. I don't know if you guys had a chance to see this, but if you go to YouTube and type in UCLA...
Yeah, we talked about it right at the top of the show. Yeah, it's a bad video, but it's an atrocious situation.
Yeah,
they tasered a kid for not showing ID.
Six times for not showing his ID. I know, it's just incredible. You know, I got to thinking a few years ago, there's this case in Texas, a police officer by the name of Kent McGowan. What he did is he got a warrant issued... So to give him the license to, you know, invade the home of a lady he had been stalking,
mm-hmm.
right? And he breaks in her house and shoots her in cold blood because he wanted to get rid of her because she, well, I guess, was getting ready to file a complaint about him for mm-hmm. stalking her. And so he went and, you know, premeditated murder. And it wasn't until after the fact an investigation was done and they figured out, yeah, this police officer murdered this lady and, you know, rightfully put this police officer behind bars and he'll be spending the rest of his days. This is a city in Texas. I can't remember the exact city, but his name is Kent McGowan. And after that, I really got to thinking about the true meaning of equal protection under the law and the Fourth Amendment. Because I was thinking, suppose this lady was aware of what was going to happen, and she managed to escape. Or suppose she managed to get a gun herself and defend herself and shoot this cop.
Oh, my gosh.
Or he killed her. Then she...
Cop killer.
Yeah, exactly. Or if she had just managed to escape for her life...
She would be crucified if she killed that cop.
That would have been fleeing a police officer. And so you don't have the basic right to self-defense against government thugs and government agents anymore.
Yeah, it's true.
And this is what those cops, those UCLA cops deserve, somebody going up to them and tasering them about 6-7 times.
I totally agree.
That would have been a felony.
Yes, it would. And then the cops would be all over you. If you were in that girl's situation, if that girl had killed that police officer who was trying to kill her, she might as well just be a fugitive from the law at that point. She might as well just run, because the cops, they hate cop killers, and
even though it's self-defense,
and there wouldn't be any court trial for her, because they do like they did with that guy in Florida this year. They'd track him down, they'd find him, and then they'd execute him with 68 bullets.
And you know, so this is why I really came around to the position, we need to get rid of the entire professional system of law enforcement. Back in the day, there was only one true legitimate so-called law enforcement officer for any given jurisdiction, and that was the elected sheriff or constable. And if there was a group of really bad guys he had to go after, he'd go deputize people on the spot, say, hey, go grab your gun, you and you, you're coming with me.
Yeah, that was back when they were peace officers.
Yeah, but they didn't have the cover of the state apparatus to carry out their crimes and actions. And so, and the other thing, you know, I was in the Marine Corps, and you know, a lot of guys I knew ended up going on to law enforcement. I'm so glad. I couldn't live with myself.
So many do.
But I'm convinced that anybody who wants to be a cop is psychologically
well. There he goes. Thanks for the call.
Apparently he's being silenced by law enforcement.
Psychologically twisted.
Something.
I'm
not sure I entirely agree that. I think many people go into law enforcement because they want a relatively easy job.
I think some people go in because they want to catch the bad guys, and I think some people go in because they want to be a bad guy and have total protection.
But I would say that there's something wrong with the way law enforcement is done in this country today.
And I agree that getting it out of the government's hands as much as possible is a very good solution, in my opinion. Hour number two is on the way. PlayStation 3 insanity spreading across the nation. We'll talk about it. The lines are forming as we speak. It's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.